Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We stream live on the internet, and we also archive all of our programs, and they are available at richarddugan.com, the radio show. The radio show's page. You can see who we have coming up by going to the schedules page and check out a bunch of other things that we have posted up there. You'll also be seeing me for the first time. I finally broke down and somebody had taken a couple of pictures of me in the control room and they said, why don't you use this for your website because nobody knows what you look like. And of course, I'd already always been told I had a face for radio, so I didn't think it was important. Well, apparently people like to have an idea of who they're talking to and who they're listening to and so forth. So it's up there. And it's also the link to listen live at richarddugan.com. Our program today is going to be focused on healing. It's a huge issue because a lot of people are hurting from a lot of different things. And my guest is in studio with us. He has written a book called The Mystic Kiss of God, A Mystical Kiss of God. And it's the stories and teachings of an Hawaiian healer. And Cosme Castaneto, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you for inviting us.
I want to know, first of all, you are here in Santa Barbara, as we are speaking, for a series of healing sessions that were made available to this particular area.
Yes.
Is this something that you do throughout the country and
yes,
or
I
the
do
world?
That. Yes, I sure do.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I've been doing healings for 44 years, and when I look at people, I find out why they get sick and what causes them to get old. So mm-hmm. That's why I wrote this book called The Mystical Kiss of God. And by experience those people, I learned many things of what to do and what not to do. But when I look at people, to me, they are like the music director of their own bodies. Each organ is like an instrument. And each instrument has a tone to it. Mm-hmm. And I can hear the tone of the body, if it is in tune or out of tune.
Mm-hmm.
And I see how they play the whole orchestra of the body in life. And so my work is to see what bodies are in tune and out of tune, and I put that together.
Mm.
So it's very, very interesting because I smell people, I taste people, I hear them with the clairaudience ear, I feel, see with the physical eyes and third eyes, and by looking at all those different bodies, then I can have a better layout of what's going on with the problems and get into the causes of the problem as well.
Mm-hmm. I may have you, I'm sure that you've picked up on the fact that as we're talking today, I have a little bit of an injured wrist from fishing, which seems kind of odd. How would you injure your wrist fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm not going to go into that at this point in time, just to say that that's where I'm at. So I have a brace on it. And it's a little painful, but it'll heal. I know that.
Yes.
It'll heal. I have to share a quick example. When I was a young kid and I had the flu, I was laying in bed and I was moaning and my sister and mother came in, one of my sisters, I have four, and said, Mom, make him stop. He sounds terrible. And she said, no, that's how he heals himself.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother was aware even then of the power of sound and vibration and so forth. So we're going to get more into the tones, if you will, of the body, of the organs of the body, the different parts, and also find out a little bit more about you. You are from Hawaii, but your ancestry is predominantly from the Philippines.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so you were born in Hawaii, and you travel from Hawaii to all kinds of different parts of the country and the world.
Including the North Pole.
Including the North Pole?
Yes.
You've been there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How about the South? Been to the South yet?
No, I haven't been to the South Pole. I've been to Argentina.
Ah, okay. That's close.
In Hawaii, yes. Uh-huh.
That's very close. I remember enough geography to remember that it's down there.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to continue here on AM 1290, and we're going to continue with my guest, the author of The Mystical Kiss of God, and it's Cosme Castaneto. And we're going to come back in just a moment. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay right where you are.
You can't go on falling back, a flooding river. Keeping all that fear inside.
It is flesh and blood that we are all made up of, and my guest in studio, Cosme Castagneto, is the author of The Mystical Kiss of God. I find that an interesting title to the book, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well.
Yes,
If you've just joined us, you can hear us both on the radio as well as online at richarddugan.com. And, of course, this program that we'll be talking about, this particular book, The Mystical Kiss of God, will also be available and archived on our website. And we'll link to your website as well so that people can get more information. The whole point of this program is to do just that, to allow the variety of people out there who have an unbelievable number of modalities for transforming their lives, the lives of the people around them, so that they can get on with the business of living on purpose, fulfilling their dreams,
That's
and
right.
changing the world. So tell me, how and when did you, obviously 44 years ago, how did you become a healer?
My father from the Philippines was a healer, and my mother's father from Hawaii was also a healer. And somehow during a period of time, it stopped. And so for many years, I would have visions of spirits, good spirits, bad spirits, animal spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I hear sound coming up from the mountains, and I couldn't quite understand what was going on until I was in my early 20s.
Okay.
Yes.
You were seeing these things, but was there a particular event or catalyst that took place that basically said, okay, it's time now?
When I graduated from high school in Hawaii, my dream was, if I had a chance, I would go to college, because the ability that I have is not like others.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think like other people in a very logical way. And so when I went to the junior college, for the first year, I just couldn't figure what I should do besides being an engineer, and I flunked the test by 3 points. So my choices was to be a chef, because I just love to eat, and you never go hungry. Yes,
bad.
Second choice was merchandising, and the third choice was photography. And I decided to take photography because I had a fear of how a photograph would come out on the print. And as I did that, I took a class called Composition and Design. And through this class, I was to be aware of nature, how it's formed out there, with the sun and the moon, and I found out that God was in everything. And through that, that opened me up to healing.
Mm. The folks that we have on this program on a regular basis who talk about the process of healing,
yes,
they'll refer to particular practices, whether it's, you know, Reiki or,
yes,
or working on the chi, dealing,
yeah,
with the meridians and the chakras, yes, and so on and so forth. But it sounds to me like you're using like your whole body and its senses to read and then administer, shall we say, to administer and or facilitate their healing.
Yes.
Because you don't actually heal.
That's right. Yes.
So tell me a little bit about, now you say you can see, hear, taste, smell.
Feel.
Feel.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general sense, intuitively.
Yes.
What kind of a process does one go through? I come to you, Cosme, and I say, you know, I'm really not hurting. Let's just assume my wrist is okay, mm-hmm, when I come to you. But, you know, preventative maintenance can't hurt.
Yeah. Many times when people come through, I do not know what's going to happen. I just have them to take off the shoes, and they have the clothing on, and let them lie on the stomach. And as I begin to have a little prayer within myself, and I began to check the body from foot to head. As I move from foot to head, I can see the different dimensions of the body. It's like when a doctor look at a body, it's like a square. When I look at people's bodies, it's like a cube.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so I never know what would happen. Sometimes it talks to me. Sometimes I see lines. Sometimes I see a hair sticking out. All of our bodies have intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be looking at a woman, and the stomach would tell me, mm-hmm, I'm tired of eating potatoes. And I look at this woman and said, your body tells me it's tired of eating potatoes. And she said, I just got back from India, and I don't have too much money. And I said, your body is tired of eating potatoes, and says, eat some vegetables,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you'll feel better. So each person is very unique. Each person has a different type of music. They have come from different custom, from different religious group. So I never know what would happen. And so when I speak, it's speaking in their language what they need to know. Mm-hmm. If they are like a mechanic, I would speak to them like a car. And our body is very, very interesting because we have these multiple layers of muscles, bones, lymph system. We have the spirit, the light energy coming to the body. And what's so interesting that as I began to tell people what's going on with them, because we had never met before, and say, that is right, you know? And so it gave me confirmation what's really going on. But our body goes through like electricity, electromagnetic energy in our body. And the positive is on the right side, the left side is the negative. It's supposed to come together, it ignites. Like when a man and woman makes love, mm-hmm. there's a spark of light. They do it again. Boom, there's a spark of light. There's a baby coming through. Mm-hmm. And our body should be there through our life. When we are young, like 9 years old, there's a spark of light. As we get older, our body begins to slow down. We begin to be so interested in life of surviving that we forget our own bodies. Mm-hmm. See? And so, if we really understand what love is, then we can begin to heal our own bodies.
So, somebody who comes to mm-hmm. you may have tried a myriad of other processes, including traditional medicine here in the United States, for example. Are you seeing more people are starting to realize or understand the difference between traditional medicine and what we like to call alternative healing modalities? And maybe leaning more towards and not giving up 100% on traditional medicine because there's certainly a role for it.
Yeah. I have always suggest people to go to the medical doctors because for me, I see myself like a little angel with a white wand granting people wishes.
Mm-hmm.
See, and by going to medical doctors, they know where they are at. And when they come to see me as an instrument of the Creator, and I tell them certain things and able to go into certain details that the doctor did not cover and get into the causes of the problem, then it's, now I understand my bodies. My work is to find what the problems are and give them the responsibility to make those changes.
Mm-hmm.
So they, in turn, can return to help other people in this world.
And again, you've been doing this for 44 years.
Yes.
And you have any idea how many people you have
Thousands of people, yes.
Now, it's strictly on a one-on-one basis.
Yes.
And there's no such thing as a group healing, that kind of thing.
There will maybe sometime very mm-hmm. shortly, next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's a transformation even in the process that you're...
Yes. We're all growing. We're all learning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you did say you went to college and you missed...
college for 2 years.
Right. Yeah. Missed the engineering degree by 3 points.
Yes, sir.
Is there still an interest in any of these other things, or you just said, no, this is my path, this is what I'm doing?
This is my path, but I love to cook. I'm from Hawaii, you know. Mm-hmm. I cook, my wife cooks, so it makes things very, you know, comfortable to we can share this. Yeah.
Are there common conditions that people come to you either with or when they come to you that you see that more people are afflicted with, they're bound up by, they're... holding on to certain issues? Are there certain ones that they're holding on to?
There's emotional issues. It could be something they have created themselves. It could be emotional from childhood. It sometimes comes to the family. It could be food intake. It could be chemicals imbalance from nature. There might be between the trees and something that's very chemical that has dropped down from someplace, and they might have been hurt by that. So mm-hmm. there's many different ways that each person never like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So but there isn't like a lot of people are suffering through right now on a financial level, which is symbolic internally of something else.
Yes. The thing here, people are searching for the outside mm-hmm. for information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the outside is already a little messy.
That
and
is true.
So the thing here that we all come from the same God, the same Creator. So we need to go within ourselves. And once we find that we have a love relationship between our soul, soul, our spirit with the Creator, then there can be a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll find the truth. Then they begin to be guided to other people who need, who can help them in those areas.
Mm. Now, I know that you're working with the various energies and in what you've described as the tones, the vibrations, the notes of the body orchestra, if you will. Are there harder cases than others to try to facilitate?
Yes. Occasionally, when people come in, sometimes it's genetic connected together. They have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can assist them, but they need to go through that. Some people, they've gone through chemotherapy, radiation so bad that the body can't recuperate.
Mm.
Yeah. At times, I had a woman came in. She looks like 91 years old, and she was like 37. And she have cancer. She have all kind of problems in her body. Been to many, many medical doctors, and her boyfriend brought her in. And I worked with her, and when I got through with her, she was able to walk by herself. She got very hungry, and her boyfriend said, I brought my woman to many doctors, and there's no help. And now she's fantastic. She's no pain. She's no pain, and she's happy. She's able to eat. And for 2 weeks, she was happy.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 weeks, she gone over to the other side. But at least she left Earth without any pain.
Mm.
I want to say that the best thing I could do is to give the best that I can to others. I receive the energy from the Creator. I give the energy to those people. And that all depends how they receive the energy into the body to how well they will get healed. Sometimes the mind blocks it. Sometimes emotional blocks it. You know?
Are there different parts of the world where people are more receptive to what you have to offer than others?
Wherever I've gone to, we all have health problems. And so it's nothing new. But I always like to look at the energy that comes up from Mother Earth. It vibrates, and people dance on the vibration of Mother Earth.
What about the I mean, you said that that this process is transforming for you.
Yes.
It's growing, if you will.
Yes.
And I did ask about, you know, group.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel that the planet needs healing.
Yes.
And not just in terms of, okay, we need to stop doing certain things, or we need to start doing certain things to clean her up and help her out and so forth. But are there energetics that we can tap into to try to say, hey, we're doing what we can, and
yes,
and that there is some healing going on?
One of the things that I do when I encounter with people, we work on the physical, spiritual, mental, emotional bodies, and look at the soul and the relationship with God, the way they see it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, once that has been balanced, then we have this positive negative in our body. It comes together, it ignites from the right to left and front and back. And once you have that, then you can radiate this energy throughout the whole world. Gradually, it's like when you exercise with the machine, you know, like a man using dumbbells, he started with light weight, and gradually, in a few weeks, you have to lift much more heavier weights. And same thing spiritually, you start with something very lightly, and as time comes along, you're able to handle more the light energy to help humanity and yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always believed that in order to help other people, you have to help yourself first.
So what processes do you put yourself through before you begin to work with these others and they, you know, in terms
of many people said, Cosby, how do you pray? How do you meditate? How do you sit? What do you think? What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
None of those. My work is that God, the Creator, and I are as one. As I speak, as I hug someone, it's God and I hugging each other's. And the Christ Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the masters, the angels, I use them to help me on earth to help humanity because I don't want them to be unemployed.
Right.
You know?
I know that that's something that actually came up in a book that I read many years ago, sort of the foundation of my search, and basically was talking about that very thing, if the healers were really meant to heal, then why don't they go out and just heal everybody and then be done with it? It's because that's not the way the universe works.
Right.
And yeah, it's like they put a bunch of people out of work. But at the same time, I think, well, but then these people could pursue a higher purpose for their lives. Or then again, maybe that is their purpose.
Some people don't want to change.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a flower. Each flower blooms at a certain time. See? And we can't force the flower to bloom. When spring comes along, certain flowers come out sooner than others. See, and that's the beauty of life.
Mm.
You know, that we all grow and change, and through our experience, we make us even stronger. Yeah.
Mm. If you've just joined us, I'm Richard Dugan, and my guest is Cosme Castagneto. He is the author of The Mystical Kiss of God. Tell us a little bit about the title. It's quite honestly, it's rather provocative, because most of us don't have the concept in our heads that God can actually kiss us with anything, for that matter, because he's not, you know, literal, yeah, if you will.
Well, the reason I wrote the title as The Mystical Kiss of God is because, like I say, our body, like electricity, deposit, and then it comes together, it ignites, it gives a spark of light.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have that, then our body will gradually will die. It's like a car battery. You have positive, positive, negative, negative. In time, it gets corroded.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to start a car, it can't start. Mm-hmm. See? And so when I look at people, their connection is not clean. It gets dirty. And they take better care of their vehicle than they take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And so in time, the body gets kind of rusty, and they give so much to their own families for survival, they forget about themselves, and then they begin to become sick,
mm-hmm,
on whatever level that is. And so the object is to bring them back to the grace of God, to the love of God. And once they have the physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, water, fire, earth, air, once there's that love, the body become, it ignites, it come alive again. Because you could be a very nice person, you could eat very healthy food,
mm-hmm,
but if you're polarity, your positive, negative, don't have the love that igniting those food that goes into your body, it nourishes you like 5 to 7%.
Mm-hmm.
See, and once you learn how to bless your food correctly, then it's like it's 100%. It will work through your body and heal your body much more quicker.
Mm. When you are went down this particular path, yes, as a healer. Yes. And it sounds to me like you learned a great deal from your ancestors in that regard. Was there a particular religious path that your family was on? I mean, a particular
Catholic.
Okay.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Predominant in the Philippines.
Also in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was first grade, I flunked first grade in the Catholic school. And
How can you flunk first grade? It seems so simple. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And then third grade, they were the one to flunk me again. So I went to the public school, and all my sisters graduated from Catholic school. But in some ways, it was good for me, because, mm-hmm, I'm able to help whatever religious culture people are. I'm able to help them without focusing myself in one area,
mm-hmm,
but to help all of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I enjoy that. And because it is that way, my life is like the color of the rainbows.
Ah,
you see?
Nice.
You see? And also, when you speak about the kiss of God, also, we think of Earth as Mother Earth,
mm-hmm,
you know, and we think the heavens as the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the Mother and Father come together into your body, into your belly, into your heart, there's a spark of light that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is another spark of light. If you love nature, you love the trees, the birds, you respect other people, who they are, because they are part of God, even though they're going through some trials and tribulations, it's their task, it's their schooling on Earth, and you love them, then there is the light that goes out to love, and there is the light that comes back to you and share their love with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have all of that, then your body can heal. And people can't believe that for many years, I slept for 3 hours a night,
hmm,
you know, because I learned how to use my body much more efficiently. Yeah. And nowadays, people, every 8 months, my body gets younger and healthier.
Okay.
Because I learned how to use this energy correctly, and that's why I wrote the book, so people can learn what I have learned. And my learning is by working with thousands of people, finding the flaw, and so other people were my teachers as well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. When you are working on someone, are you still consciously aware of everything that's going on around you, or do you go into a particular state?
I'm completely aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After I scan the person's body and I teach them how to ignite the love within themselves again, and show them how to deal with the emotional bodies, you know, because it's the emotional from within themselves, or emotional is from outside, you know, and if it's outside, don't jump into the fire with other people. and you need to be centered. If it is you that causes that emotional, that you need to see what you need to learn from that experience and how you can change it automatically. A lot of time when people go through emotional, they lose their energy in the body real quickly. And also in the abdomen area, usually our abdomen go clockwise as we, you know, go through life to use the restroom, you know, import, export. And when you get emotional, your body automatically go counterclockwise. When you go counterclockwise, you feel sick to the stomach. It causes pain in there. There's more virus, more bacteria, and you get bloated, and you feel very uncomfortable. And so I teach people what they need to do to correct those problems. And how you think with your mind is very important. And what's your relationship with spirit, I teach them where they are and how they can correct that. And so once I leave them, they know what to do. Yeah. And so that is the first phase of what I share with them. The second part is that I have them to lie on the table, and I use olive oil with a little touch of lemongrass, because olive oil regenerate the physical body and spiritual body simultaneously, and the whole body become like an instrument. Like, you know, and the type of music I play, it depends on where they are in their bodies. Sometimes it could be a very soft music. Sometimes it's a jazz. Sometimes it's an opera. Sometimes a Hawaiian music. And every sound of that, I play the body, and I actually tune in the physical, spiritual, mental, emotional body. And once they have the experience, it's like the creator God is working with them. I have my eyes closed about 90% of the time, and it's like a spiritual ecstasy with the creator. And once I get through working with them, they feel wow. They feel like energized for most part, then they go home and they feel great. So in the past, it would take me 6 years to 12 years to get the result from people. Now, as soon as they leave the table, I see the result. And they see the result too.
And if they are able to take care of themselves from that point forward, they will hold on to that healing and and continue to move forward and rejuvenate and re-energize and so forth. What has been your experience with traditional medical practitioners? Are they more open to what you have to offer?
Well,
some of them at least.
But they don't want to be known. And sometimes you have something good to offer to the people. Sometimes they don't want to know. They just want you, go ahead, work on them. It's fine, but I don't want to know. See? And the object is that we need to know the causes of the problems of people so it can be corrected. If you don't know what the cause is, then you feed them medication that it goes on and on and on. I do believe in medication. I do believe that for a short period of time, it's okay. But for a longer period of time, it's very difficult for the body to handle, because the body have a very natural flow of how God has created us to be.
Well, to me, it's extraordinary. And, of course, your book is filled with the stories and so forth of people that you have assisted, as well as giving the processes that people can learn for themselves. Maybe in one sense, you'd like to go out of business, so to speak. I mean, if everyone else was able to take care of self, if they would, you wouldn't be needed in that respect.
It happened to me one time. You know, I felt it one time. I went into town that I'd been there before, and everyone said, "I feel good, Carl. I feel fantastic. You don't have to work on me." And I felt that I was out of job.
But that's a good thing.
It's good. It doesn't bother me, because whatever I do, I make the best out of life. If someone gave me 10 cents, I would make the best out of that.
Well, my understanding is there are almost 7 billion people on the planet, and you've worked on thousands, so there's still billions left to work on. What are some of the more unusual places that you have had to travel to work on people?
I've been out to New Jersey. Work there, and it's really interesting to work with a man. And 8 months later, I came back to work in that area again, and he said, "Cosme, the last time you worked with me, I had the runs for 3 weeks. And I had to go to emergency." I said, "Well, did you give me a call? So what do you mean?" Should I say this, Sharon? I said, "If you called me, I would say, go to the go into the kitchen and get a bottle and get a caulk and caulk it down, and you don't have to worry about that.
Well, we're talking with Cosme Castagneto, and he is the author of The Mystical Kiss of God, and we're learning more about the process that he goes through as far as helping to facilitate the healing of people. And my understanding is that while here in Santa Barbara, you have worked on probably some 50 or 60 different people.
Yes.
What is it that they carry with them and that then in turn sort of impacts the people that they come in contact with? I mean, they've been changed.
Yes, very much so, yes. It gives them the opportunity that they are okay. They feel that they can continue on the journey of what they are striving for to help humanity, you know, or to help the family, and to know that life is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That someone cares for them and that they can fulfill their purpose in life. And like there was an interesting story. I met a woman. She was down for many years and bedridden, and I worked with her, and within a day or two she was able to walk again. Now she have over 65 shoes. it just blows me away.
This was not Imelda Marcos,
not her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I still remember those stories.
Yeah. But you know, people just feel so wonderful, and I don't use people because I want them to do right, and I don't have to say anything. They will go out and tell other people that they have a good healing and they need to come to see Cosme, and this is why I'm here for another few days longer, because I got to be on overload with people, and I enjoy working with people.
So you've actually, as of this recording, you've actually extended your stay beyond what was originally sent out in the email.
Yes, and the way it looked like, we're looking forward to be here probably in October. Because there is an overload, there's too many people that we can't see at this time.
Right.
But we have other obligation to do as soon as we leave here. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, the word strategic is not really the right word, but is there any kind of a pattern to your visits? I mean, are there areas of the country or the world that you feel you need to go to now and other areas that can wait another few days, weeks, or months? Is there any kind of prioritization in that regard?
Well,
where you
quite
go?
Interesting. For a long time, my wife, Sharon, asked me, where would I like to go on this planet Earth? And I said, Norway.
Okay.
Yes. And she said, why? I felt like I was like a Viking back time. And so it has been like about a month ago, someone read my book from Brazil, and she's actually from Finland, and she read the book, and they are inviting us to go to Finland early next year to lecture at their gathering of body, mind, and spirit, and to give a workshop there. And it's excellent for me because I have this close relationship as a Viking there, and this very powerful. And at that time, also, it's winter, and you have the northern lights, you know, and you have the heavens. It's, and it's like the angel come down and just nourish my crown chakra and my soul to take another step to help humanity.
That was, as a matter of fact, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, and that is how do you re-energize yourself? I mean, what is it that you do? So, because I know that being a Reiki master myself, they teach us, don't use your energy. You will deplete yourself. Yeah. You'll wind up afterwards just exhausted. Be the conduit for the energy, and it will actually energize you.
When I work with people, I go into the vibration where there is no time, no dimension, and no resistance. So the present and the future is at one, and I could be working, like, say, 30 people, and I would just remember the two or three people I just have worked with. The rest, like, I haven't done any work at all. I feel like here and now. And I look at life as that people are going through trials and tribulation. It is their karma to deal with, mm-hmm. and it's not mine.
Right.
So I don't take their karma.
Okay. So you don't get bogged down in their energy, nor do you get bogged down by using your energy.
Yes. Like I could be working with 25 people. I take a shower. I sleep on a table that I work on.
Mm-hmm.
Never had any bad dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 hours later, I'm up and ready to go again.
Wow.
Yes.
Are there particular times of the year, particular times of the month that are better for healing than others based upon, say, astronomical or even astrological events, specific days that are better than others based upon, say, numerology or other modalities that come into play? Or do you just do it? You do it whenever?
I do whatever, any time. It doesn't bother me. The moon... the coming of the moon, full moon, it doesn't bother me. I just know that next year is when the heavens open up for us to help humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll be known to help humanity in a big way.
2011 you're talking about.
Yeah. Next year by March,
mm-hmm.
for us. We're like the forerunner before the 2012.
Right, yes, right.
And so we...
A lot of people are starting to get a little concerned. I mean, there are those who are starting to buy into a lot of the stories that are being told about the impending calamity that's heading our way with 2012.
Mm-hmm.
In my opportunity to interview several people, I shared with them that I hadn't even thought about this, even at the time of my wedding to my present wife. Our wedding took place on December 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are going to be heading into 2012, and it will be our 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my guests jokingly said, well, see, that was what the Mayans were writing about, how you're going to celebrate your your anniversary with your wife.
Yes.
And we got a good chuckle out of that, mm-hmm. but I know that a lot of people are getting concerned. Should they really be concerned?
They're concerned. If they are a normal person that don't care about it, they choose to have their own ego, their own desires, their own materialist world, then it's very dangerously.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's bad, it will get worse. If you're in tune with your creator, whatever culture, whatever religion comes from, and you will know that it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's more than the flesh, it's the spirit. And the spirit will nourish your body to pull you through these problems.
It's also been described as a birthing process, that even when a child is born, there's a lot of trauma, there's a lot of angst, a lot of emotion. But then once the child is born, there's just celebration of a sort. There's calmness and there's sort of a quietness, and then you're moving into a whole new area.
Is that true? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you've just joined us, my guest is Cosme Costinero, and he is the author of The Mystical Kiss of God. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay with us. There is still more to come.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how ocean road, all the countries in our bones, all the trouble that you know empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your story.
Understanding is what it's all about. Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. I'm here with Cosme Costinieto, and he is the author of The Mystical Kiss of God. In the last few moments of our program, can you share with us maybe some unusual places where you have facilitated healing?
Well, one place that I had to go back was to go to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Back up to the Philippines, and I met a healer. And I said who I was, and said, oh, we've been expecting you for the last 2 weeks. Please come on in, you know. And so he'll share me things that he wouldn't share with other people because he saw that my work was real. And he would take me into the mountains, in the caves, to experience things that other people do not experience. And so I learned to have the gifts of many things from the holy mountains.
So you basically go where the people are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're meant to know, you're guided to go to certain places. And it was so nice because when I went to Philippines, plane fare paid both ways, hotels paid for 2 weeks, breakfast and dinner is paid for. Mm. I just had to pay for my lunch, and souvenirs were paid for. So somehow Spirit took care of me, so I can do the work that I need to do and bring these gifts back to other people that are not as fortunate as I am.
That seems to be the case. I know that I can speak to personal experiences of that same kind of happening. That when you are on purpose. And you are out there doing what it is that you're supposed to do, a way is always made.
Yes.
A way is always made.
Yeah. Yes. I want to tell you something that sometime back, my doctor wanted me to have a heart checkout. And I went to Reno and I sat down to put all the instruments on my body and I could see the screen of my heart. And it was very unique because the title of my book is called The Mystical Kiss of God. Mm-hmm. And as I look at my heart, was doing this, kiss me. And so God was kissing you, you know, and people don't realize it. Yeah. It's a kiss of God.
Yeah. You know, so that's where the title pretty much came from.
The title came by love.
Mm-hmm.
Where our energy come together, there's a love that way. And go ahead.
You could be doing a lot of other things, yes. And this is the question that I reserve for the end of the program with my guests as we fast approach the end.
Yeah.
You could be doing a lot of other things in your life.
Yeah.
Why this? Why now?
Because it's meant for me. This is my purpose on earth, to help humanity. That's why. And to bring colors and life and rebirth in their life so they can find God in themselves. And to know that we are all connected with each other.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do we find you?
Well, they can check my email.
Okay, your website?
Yeah.
And what is your website?
My website is CoseraCosmi.com. Cosera, CoseraCosmi. .com.
Okay. They can find out about more about you, find out about your book, The Mystical Kiss of God.
Yes, and testimonial of people. You know. Yes.
Is there a way for them also to bring you to their particular area?
Yes, they need to call me, 530-265-5486, or email me their, you know, what they want, and we can work it out.
Now, I'm not going to put your wife on the spot and put her on the air, but I'm going to ask you, she travels with you everywhere?
Most of the time she does.
Okay.
Yes, because her specialty is she's a nutritionist, she does iridology, and with the combination of our work, it helps people to be much more balanced. People get help much more complete that way because she works with the chemistry of the body, and I work with the physical, spiritual, mental, emotional body. If a person... hormones is off, you know, she's specialized in that area. Or something, the really deep issues from family, she can look with the eyes and know a lot what she can share with people. Because she's done this long time, you know, in the past, working with very sick people as well. And so we have a very good combo.
I want to ask this question from two different directions. Has there ever been anybody who showed up for a healing, maybe... there was a large group of people and this particular person showed up there and didn't want one? I mean, I know you mentioned that the when you went back to the Philippines, they said, hey, we're fine, we're great, we're charged.
Yeah. Yes, a woman came in one time and she wanted healing and I couldn't help her.
Okay. So this is someone that you either A, couldn't help or that she wouldn't allow you because of the blockages in her life.
That's right, the blockages in her life.
Okay, so it wasn't your choice not to help her.
That's right.
Has there ever been anybody that you have said, no, I can't help you?
Sometimes I would say to certain people, you need to do your homework, and this is what your homework. Once you have done it, you can come back.
Okay.
Yes.
And what kind of shall we say, homework might that include? So that some of us who might be interested in doing this, giving you a call, getting in touch with you, can get that out of the way so that we're ready to go.
Sometimes it's their own ego. Mm-hmm. Sometimes their own anger with the family or with themselves. You know, there's many different causes. So, and I would know as soon as they come. I would know or talk to them over the telephone. I would know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you do the same kind of healing over the phone or absentee like Reiki?
I prefer not to, because over the telephone to me is like mano.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the person, I have the whole orchestra of the person.
Mm-hmm.
I can smell them, taste them, hear them, feel them. I can see the whole colors and different vibration. And when you deal with people, health, you can't play games with them. You have to be as accurate as possible.
Okay.
Yes.
And I would take it that there have been those who've had the healing and mm-hmm. they've gone to their medical doctor yes. and the doctor is baffled as to why a particular condition isn't there anymore.
Yes.
That right. happens quite frequently.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. And those kinds of stories are in your book, The Mystical yes. Kiss of God.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, this is extraordinary to have the opportunity to talk with you. And of course, you come from a line of healers.
Yes.
Your father and?
And my mother's father.
And your mother's father.
In Hawaii, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are there others that are doing this as well as you? I mean, or are you unique in that sense that you're the only one that's doing it from this level of aspects?
I'm one of the kind, because I told myself a long time ago, how can I help people? God gave us the senses of smell, taste, hear, feel,
mm-hmm.
hear, you know. Why not make use of all of that?
Mm-hmm.
So I request that from the Creator. And when you ask God, then you receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask, you don't get it.
So I'm thinking of a particular concept, and the idea is kind of escaping me right now, but it's in terms of being able to, like you say, hear the orchestra play.
Yes.
And you can hear where certain instruments are not quite in
yes.
tune. The concept of, I've heard this phrase before, I can hear colors and I can see sound.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like that in that context? Or is it strictly I can hear sound and see colors? Are there some unusual things that you get from some people through one of the senses that you didn't expect?
Yeah. Well, this one time I was working with this man, and right behind his vagus nerves, you know, close to his kidney area, it spoke to me, and it told me a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So I began to tell this guy this joke that I just got from him, mm-hmm. and for 45 minutes he just laughed and laughed and laughed. But I didn't tell him where I got it from.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so you know, it's, and now I know what's going to happen with people because it comes from them, and I just interpret to them what I hear or what I see or what I feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cosme, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of what is a busy schedule here in Santa Barbara to share with us. And again, people can get a hold of you through the website. And that website, once again, is?
Website is CoseraCosme.com.
CoseraCosme.com.
Yes.
We will also be linked yes. to your website so
yes.
people can come to our website and get there and get the information,
yes.
find out more about you, the book, all that good information.
Thank you for your invitation. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, as we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com, and we archive all of our programs on the radio shows page at richarddugan.com. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email as well, or go to Cosme's website. And my email address, richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com if you have any ideas for guest ideas or maybe topic ideas. Until next Saturday at 3 p.m., as we bring you Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Love Talal.